So last year we had the discourse of learning the Sefer Sfas Emes from the Heilig Ger Rebbe, and I wanted very, very much to delve into the world of Rav Tzadik Kohen of Lublin this year. So we had a couple of shiurim along the way, but Baruch Hashem, hopefully now every Thursday we'll have the chance to, for about 45 minutes, to learn Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik, for those who don't know, Rav Tzadik Kohen of Lublin was a very unique Chassidish Rebbe. He was a Talmudic scholar turned Chassidish Rebbe. He wasn't a person who came from Chassidim, but he was someone who attached himself to the Hizbitzer Rebbe, the Meir Shilach. And through his Rebbe, he eventually entered into the Beis Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov. And over time, eventually, he became a Rebbe in and of his own right. Which means that you find within his writings everything from very, very deep, drawing from the very deep waters of Chassidus. And you also find commentaries on the Rambam, and Shaul and Chuvos in the intricacies of Yoredeya. He mamish has the full spectrum of Torah at his fingertips. That was the world of Rav Tzadik. So we'll do what we did similar to Sfas Emes last year, where we learn a piece of Rav Tzadik. You could argue this isn't really a shiur in Rav Tzadik. You'll say, what do you mean? If you would have taken page 2 and just put it in page 25, you could have said this is a shiur in Rav Zaitchik's Hamoros HaGadolim. Right? But we're mechabed, each year we're going to be mechabed a different Tzadik, a different Rebbe. That he's the starting point. We take his ideas, so to speak, the apple seed, from which we produce many fruit. So, and again, we'll have more than one piece from Rav Tzadok today to try to understand a little bit how Rav Tzadok's brilliant mind worked and brilliant heart worked. But let's begin. So, this week's parsha, Chodesh Azel Lachem, we spoke about it a little bit the other day. It's a time of Ischachus. Again, for me on a personal level, I'm so happy just to be back in Yeshiva, and for all of us, as a shiur, we're starting off, and it was Baruch Hashem, a good couple of days. And the Torah says, in Perek Yud Beis, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron be'eretz Yisrael, Lemor HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Ulachem Lachad She'ashon. What does it mean, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem? Pashit Pshat, Rashi says in his second Pshat, the Ein Mikra Yosim De Pshuto, is that HaChodesh, this month, namely the month of Nisan, is Lachem L'Rishon L'Shana, that Nisan is the beginning of the calendar year. But Rashi's first Pshat, which he says is not the Pasha Pshat, for whatever reason Rashi felt maybe this was the Ikr Pshat, Rashi says, HaChodesh HaZeh, HaReyu Levana B'Chidusha. Understand the word Chodesh, Milashon Chidush. That this Chidush is yours. The renewal of the moon. V'amar lo k'shayirech mischadesh yalecha rosh chodesh. Just as the moon renews itself, you also have this koach of renewal. This amazing ability to renew. And Rav Tzadik explains in this week's parasha, if we turn to page 2, a little bit about how that koach of chidush works. What does it mean for a Jew to have the koach of chidush? A Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know, is mechadesh the world constantly. Hashem is constantly bringing newness to the world, recreating the world. Every moment we're being recreated. But what does it have to do with us? That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's department. Where do we fit into this partnership with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and being mechadesh and helping a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to recreate the world? So it's something described in this week's parsha in Os Yod on page 2. Very interesting, he says, we're not going to read from the beginning of Os Yod, we'll read from the second arrow on the left. But Rav Tzadok says, essentially, Adam HaRishon was placed in Gan Eden in order to be a great Jew, in order to be a great Eved Hashem. And because he failed to serve Hashem properly, so instead what became of him? He became a person who had to work the land, a person who had to be concerned with Parnassa. And there's always this struggle, this tension between learning and making parnassa, which is obviously a fitting topic for people who are learning Torah and also taking college classes. Right? That struggle goes back to Adam HaRishon when Adam chose to not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem says your punishment is you're going to have to be osek in the land. That's your reality. And yet there's this longing always to get back to what? Get back to that world that's kulo Torah. So says Rav Tzadik by the second arrow on the left hand side. Aval be'emes Adam la'amol yulad. While there's this tension, while man has to accept a certain achrayus, a reality, that there's going to be work, the deeper reality, be'emes adam la'amal yulad, elishuhu la'amal atorah. It's true that man has to work. Working was always part of the plan. Question is, what type of work? So there's this longing to return to the work of Torah. V'kacha yitchilas habriya k'mo shenamar v'haya im shamoa v'achalta v'savata hishamru v'chulu v'gomer v'atzar v'nemar v'adam rishon began eden la'avdu l'shamra. And it says that Adam was placed in Gan Eden, what? La'avda l'shamra, to work and to guard. What does that mean? It says in Zohar, La'avda b'pikudin da'asei, l'shamra b'pikudin da'losa'asei. Working in Gan Eden was supposed to be the work of mitzvos. Mitzvos asei, la'avda, mitzvos losa'asei, l'shamra. And unfortunately, we ruined it. And that's why it says at the end of Maseches Kedusha, I was created to work for Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem. Now what did I do? I messed up. And I descended into that world of Parnassa, into the world of the Amal of the Guf, and the Amal of Olam Hazeh. And after the sin, Adam was burdened with the weight and the responsibility of Parnassa and Derech Eretz, of the reality of this world. But the original plan was just a Melech B'Torah, where it's underlined. Ki Adam Nivra B'Dugma Helyona. Because just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked to create the world and is constantly working to create the world, and how did Hashem create the world? With the Torah. So too, you, trying to be like Hashem, Ki Adam Nivra B'Dugma Helyona, again where it's underlined, that man was created to be a mirror image, Ki B'Yachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as best as he can. But Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Bavavi Mei Ma'isa Bavriyas Ha'olam Shu Al Yedei Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world over the course of the 6 days of creation with Torah. I think one of the pages may have fallen down. Kamosha Amru on the floor. Kamosha Amru Al Pasuk Ve'yeh Etzlo Amon Kli Umnaso V'chulu. Pasuk says, "I will be to him Amon." What does Amon mean? Some type of craft. Kli Umnaso V'chulu. The Medrash says that the craft of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How does Hashem create? Hashem creates with Torah. Hashem has the ability to create things through Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Avram the chidushim that he was bringing to the world through his Torah study. As Avram got close to Hashem, Hashem was making more chidushim for Avram, and Avram was making chidushim for Hashem. And now it comes to the main point of what we're going to talk about today, V'hainu, where it's underlined. The way that the world renews itself, the way that the world is recreated each day, is through the koach of Torah. V'koda matan Torah, Hayashem yisparach ha-mechadish. Before we ever got the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who had total control over the power of Chiddush. Umishenitna Torah loba shemayimi. Umasar zel Yisrael. Dalkein nikro tamidechamim bonayich. Tamidechamim are called builders because once Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem says, I want you to build the world with me. Dal yidei ischachos divrei Torah shalahem, hu ischachos the maisa bereishis. Concludes with Tzadok, or at least where we're going to stop. That through the ischachos of Torah, that when a Jew learns Torah and creates chidushim, he's mamish rebuilding the world. Not only is he building his own personal, he's rebuilding the world in the biggest sense. An amazing, amazing thing. And a chray is to partner with a Kadosh Baruch Hu since Kabbalah Satar. It's not a small thing. If you tell me that when I sit and I learn Torah, so I'm building worlds, so I better be well versed in what those worlds are. If you turn to page 3, in the Eser Tzatzachos, which is a likud from different tzaddikim. So in the entry, in the section that discusses the Divrei Chaim, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, of Chaim Halberstam of Sanz, tells a cute story. Not so cute, a scary story. Pamachas Yashav al Shulchan. One time, Rav Chaim Halberstam, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, was sitting with his children and grandchildren gathered around the table. V'shal es hayoshem sham. Im yeshnu ish echad shu kosev es chidusha val sefer. Tell me, is there anyone here who writes down chidusha Torah? Do any of you think you have the ability to write chidusha Torah? V'lo hishivu lo. No one responded. So he asked again. V'shal od pa. V'amru lo ki achosid Rabbi Fishel. Who kosev his chidusha? The official writes down his chidusha. The official has the confidence to write his chidusha. And the Divrei Chaim started to laugh. Tzachak va'amar, eich echolim lichtov chidusha Torah einem yodim ha'olamos. How could a person write chidusha Torah if he doesn't know what his chidusha Torah is going to do? You're building worlds, but what could happen if your chidush is off? Who are you to think that you can construct new worlds in Shemayim? It's a big achrayis. What Rav Tzadok is telling us here is a big privilege. It's a massive achrayis. It's a scary achrayis. Who are you to build a world? Do you know what's out there? That you could be osek in it? Maybe it's better you should just chazer that which is old. Who are you to create something new? Do you understand the ramifications in the world beyond? And again, there's a part of us that feels that way, in a very strong way. If you go to page 4, the Akdama to the Sefer Kovetz Shurim from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, of course, is one of the prime disciples of the Chafetz Chaim, the Talmud Muvak of the Chafetz Chaim. He had learned by many other great gedolim and was a gadol in his own right. And we have his writings called Kovetz Shurim, the first volume, which we'll get to look at this year, in Ksuvis. He has some very sodistic ideas in the first parak of Ksuvis that we'll get to look at. But in the Akdama, he writes an amazing thing. I just saw this the other day. In the Akdama to the Kovetz Shurim, the Vachanan writes the following. It's really, this Akdama, by the way, was not written. What we're about to read is not written by Rav Elchanan. It was written by a family member. And he's quoting what Rabbi Hanan wrote in another little sefer that was printed. The name of Rav Elchanan's yeshiva in Baranovich, I think, was called Oel Torah. And they used to put out some type of journal called Oel Torah. So Rav Elchanan wrote, I think that's what he's referring to. Rav Elchanan wrote at that time, Mazkir is Divrei Rabbo HaGrach Zatza. He quoted from his Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim, Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And what did he bring from Rav Chaim? Rav Chaim, whose chidushim are mind-blowing chidushim that the entire yeshiva world was changed by. And yet, what did Rav Chaim say? It's almost ironic that it comes from the mouth of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, "Mechadish zayin chidushim is nit for uns. Making chidushim is not for us." New Joe, Benji, you want to read? I'll read the Hebrew. Go down two lines. Mechadish chidushim zelo mitafki deinu. Making chidushim? That's not our achrayus in this world. Who asked you to be mechadish in Torah? Halavai, you should know what people before you said. Koach zeh nitein achla rishonim zah. The Rishonim had the Koach of Chiddush, the Ritva had the Koach of Chiddush, the Rashba had the Koach of Chiddush, the Raman had the Koach of Chiddush, v'chulu v'chulu. But who are we to Mechadish? This is what Rav Chaim Brisker said, who was one of the biggest Baal Mechadish of the last generation. And yet he approached the concept of Chiddush Torah with such trepidation. Koach zeh nitein achla Rishonim zal, pu'ul aseinu hi rak lahavin masha kosuf. And our job is not to Mechadish. Halavai, we should be able to understand what the Raman was talking about. When the Rambam says Kiddush HaKesef is midivrei sofrim, and thousands and thousands of comments have been written to try to explain those two words in the Rambam, right? So halavai, we should be able to figure that out. I have to come up with my own chiddush. Halavai, should understand everything that came before us. So you see that a chiddush is not a small thing. It's a very precious thing, but it's not a small thing for a person to enter into the world of chiddush. You turn to page 5 of Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is famous for writing in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Chaf Hei. You've all heard this idea. If you don't know where it's from, now you do. It's in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, the fourth gate, which is all about learning Torah. It appears both in Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Chaf Hei. What's the comment that he makes in both those places? He says that if the world would be without Torah for a single second, what would happen? What would happen? The world would go back to Tohu Vavohu. The world would collapse. The world would cease to exist. The world could not exist without Torah. That's the power of Torah. Continues Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Perek Yud Beis, bottom of page 5. V'kol shekein chidushin amitiyim da'oraisa mischachna idea adam. All the more so when a person creates an honest chiddush, a true chiddush, in aruch legodel noros neflos in yanim pulasim lamala. So when a Jew sits and he just says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, that already keeps the world going. When a Jew has the koach of chiddush, he brings down a piece of new Torah to this world. He uncovers a new world in Torah. He builds a new world in the outer spheres. Can you imagine what that does, says Rav Chaim? Shekol mila u'mila pratis ha-mischadeshes v'pi ha'adam. Every word, every original thought, every single word that comes out of a person's mouth, a chiddush, kucha brichu noshikla u'mahaterla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisses it, he wraps himself in it. Like the Rebbe Chaim said, you're going to make chidushim. Don't you realize the achrayus of building worlds? He built an entirely new world. And those are the new worlds, the new heavens, the new earth, the new sections of earth that are being built by our chidushe Torah. But if you notice, I circled the word what? Amitim. If your divrei Torah, if your chidushe Torah are not MS, then you could destroy worlds. So again, it's a massive achares. I know it gives Hashem a nachas ruach when I can partner with Him. I know how happy it makes Hashem when a Jew becomes Hashem's partner in making chidushim. But who are we to make chidushim? Halavai, says Rav Chaim Brisker, we should understand the words of the Rishonim. Halavai, we should understand that which came before us. So I think the answer is, if we want to be able to feel like we can connect to what Rav Tzadok was telling us, that it is shayach, and we are partners of the Kaddish, not just the tzaddikim and the gedolim and the greatest tamidei chachamim, that every one of us has the ability to be partners with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in being mechadish the world every single day and every single moment, to believe that we have to first understand what a chiddush is. See, the problem is we think, when Rav Chaim Brisker tells us, it's not for us to make chiddushim, and you open up the chiddushim of Chaim on the Rambam, and you can sit there for 20 hours trying to just understand one line of what he says. So we think, I'm not shy of the world of chiddush. It says on the top of the sefer, chiddushim Rav Chaim al Rambam. This is what a chiddush is supposed to look like. This is a chiddush. A novel insight, something totally new, a whole new world that creates outer worlds. That's our understanding of chiddush. But it's mistaken. That's not the full story of chiddush. The Chazon Ish wrote a letter on page 6. And the Kovetz Igros Chazon Ish. In the first volume, it's the fourth letter. And someone wrote to the Chazon Ish complaining of his lack of ability to come up with chiddushei Torah. a person, a stomach, had been learning for a long time, and he was feeling frustrated that he wasn't coming up with Chidushim. Listen to what the Chazon Ish, again, another great Baal Mechadish. Listen to what he says back to this person. Ma'od Samachtani Bidvarecha on the right hand side. Ma'od Samachtani Bidvarecha Yikaru. I was so excited by your words. Al Tisave L'Chidushim Aruchim. Don't go for Bid Chidushim. Don't try to have a long Chiddush. Lo Koach HaChiddush Chaser L'cha. It's not that you're lacking the Koach HaChiddush, it's that you don't know what a Chiddush is. Your whole attitude towards Chiddush is off. Ach ba'amit sich lecha la'emes la'amit or la'emes u'meisharim eincha mesugal lechidushim haragilim. You're not able to come up with the types of chidushim that the world calls a chiddush. The world calls a chiddush that you flip something on its head. Sometimes that chiddush is so far off, right? But it's a chiddush. It's such a radical thing. Lav dafka new is better. Maybe says the Chazon Ish. Maybe, I mean, look what he says again, two lines later where it's underlined. Don't try to be like those people who are just, who go into it trying to say a big chiddush. Because you know what? Often when they try to say a big chiddush, it comes out, it's a krum chiddush. It's not an honest chiddush. It's not the type of chiddush Rav Chaim Volozhiner describes that makes Hashem happy. What's a true chiddush? And what's a chiddush that maybe each and every one of us can strive for? Says the Chazon Ish in the top of the left-hand column. Aval inyan achidushim perish hagon Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner himself defined what a chiddush is. The same Rav Chaim who told us how happy Hashem is when we have an emistic of chiddush. Rav Chaim says, "You know what a chiddush is? Listen to this. It's so important. Be'yos she'ein omek torish v'al pem izgal le'ela achri rav hashkeda v'al no. Since to understand the line of Gemara it takes a lot of work, and to understand a line of Rambam takes a lot of work. It takes tremendous yegia and shkeda and amelus in order to uncover, to fully bring to revelation, even a simple pshat in a Mishnah, called a mezgala mikri chiddush. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, if you understand something, that's a chiddush. If you never knew, before yesterday, how a person actually is mekadesh a woman with kesef shtar or bia, if you didn't know how that worked, maybe you heard, maybe you never heard of that Mishnah in the beginning of Kedushin. Maybe you heard of the Mishnah, but you didn't actually know, right, the mechanism, how a person does Kedusha Kesef, or Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Bia. What does that look like? Maybe you never thought about it. And now you know it, that's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in your life, but it's also a Chiddush in the biggest sense. And if you understand, if you read a Rashi, and you understand it a little better today than you understood it yesterday, if you reread the Rambam at the beginning of the 10th parak of Ishus, about the Rambam Shita, that Nesu'in is Yichud, and you understand it a little better today, you had a Chiddush in total. And don't downplay it. Don't take away from the significance of that chiddush. Call a mezgala mikri chiddush. Anything that you uncover, even if it's not entirely new to the world, it's not a Rav Chaim Brisker chiddush. It's just a pashut chiddush. But call a mosif b'kinyanim shatorah nikneis b'ham mosif yediyah yoser berura. If you understand Torah a little better today than you did yesterday, v'toyim ni'imas hatzafunos asher hayu be'ilam v'hester teram amalo. If you uncover something sweet that was hidden before you worked to uncover it, these are the types of chidusha that Rav Chaim Volozhiner describes in Nefesh HaChaim, where he says you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu so happy. And the Chazon Ish says by the next arrow, take for yourself a nice notebook. Everyone knows why I'm putting this in, right? Take for yourself a binder, a notebook, a laptop. I can update the words of the Chazon Ish for those who take notes on a laptop. Leman tiyana l'chol l'mishmeres. That this will strengthen you. If you start writing that, I don't have any chidushim here. I get my friend for his notes. That's not your chiddush. The way that you're going to take the notes is your chiddush. Why? I'm just writing down what's being said. That's your chiddush. And it makes a big difference. Again, it's not that we shouldn't be afraid to mechadish. We should. Let's not forget, again, what the Divrei Chaim said. Like the greatest tzaddikim were scared to be mechadish. But they also understood that a chiddush doesn't have to be so mind-blowing. It doesn't have to be so earth-shattering to actually, in fact, be so earth-shattering. If you turn to page 7, Rav Michal Yehuda Lefmitz, who was one of the Gedolei Rashi Yeshiva, one of the great Gedolim of our generation, he passed away only a couple years ago. He was Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Katana by Panovich. Panovich originally started when Rav Kahaneman, when the Panovich Rav built Panovich. Eventually, over time, they started to build more yeshivas, right? So Rav Michal Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav Shlomo Hyman. Moved to Eretz Yisrael a long time ago. He was a Rosh Yeshiva there for close to 70 years. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva, I think it was the Yeshiva Letzirim of Panovich. I think that's what they call it. But he was in Yeshiva Katan in Panovich. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. And he has Svarim on Shas. I was reading, the truth is, I don't own the Sefer Minchas Yehuda Maseches Kedushin, but I have a two-volume Sefer from Rabbi Yehuda that I was reading recently, called Darchei HaChaim, I think. And in the second volume, it referenced what he writes, what Rabbi Yehuda writes in his Akdama to Maseches Kedushin, the Sefer Minchas Yehuda on Maseches Kedushin. He starts off by quoting the Maharsha. Maharsha in the back of the Gemara. The Maharsha is one of the people who works so hard to make the Gemara so clear. But you know how nervous the Maharsha was to print his chidushim in halacha and agada? That's some of the chidushim halacha that he prints, right? Where he just helps you to learn up Tosfos. The Maharsha wrote in his Akdama. That's what he quotes at the top of the page. I'll just share with you outside. The Maharsha said, I know some of you are going to read my Sefer, and you're going to say, what did the Maharsha say? Maharsha read Tosfos. Right? If I know how to read Tosfos, what do I need the Maharsha for? All he did was read Tosfos in a proper way. So the Maharsha says, please take me seriously. I'm nervous with that question also. But take my words seriously, and maybe, if you read my words, you'll understand Tosfos a little bit better. And you know what? That itself is a chiddush. You understand Tosfos a little better than you originally thought you understood it? That's also a chiddush. So Rav Michal Yehuda says, I'm also nervous. Fast forwarding, to the year, the last 15, 20 years, when these svarim were printed. Says Rav Michal Yehuda, I'm also nervous to write. Who am I? If the Maharsha is nervous, so who am I to write my Minchas Yehuda on Maseches Kedushin? But you know what? I took comfort in the Marsha's words. Because the Marsha said, if people will read this and just understand Rashi, Tosos a little bit better, then it was kedai to publish my Sefer. Look what he writes. It's beautiful. By the second arrow. Divrei Rav Hoseinu Eilah Hervu Benafshi Oz Lageshes Al Melacha. When I read the words of the Marsha, I found confidence to be able to present my chidushim, so to speak. Ulesader Priya Mali Biurim Al Seder Dafe Masechta, to present to you my presentation of the sugyos of Shas. Asher Tochnam Heim Levara Sugya. My chidushim are here just really to explain to you the sugya. Rav Hoseinu Rishonim, to explain the Rishonim. Ze'er Sham Gam Shitos Aposkim, to explain to you the Poskim. V'har Be'pamim Lo Nimnati Lefarish Tochnam Divrei Tosfos Rishonim Acherim. Asher Darcham Derech Ketzorabam Amuka. Sometimes I just try to explain Tosfos a little more at length, because Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos and Rishonim, sometimes write with their great shorthand and their great depth, which is packed into those few words. Hagam shalachor lo nosef b'divarai shum chiddush. Look what he says. What am I? You're going to read my Sefer, you're going to say, what do I need Rav Michal Yehuda for? All he does is explain Tosfos, and I can learn Tosfos on my own. But you know what? If you read the way that I read Tosfos, and you even understand Tosfos a drop better, look what he writes. It's such a nice line. Ki lahavin divrei kachem heim heim achiddush achi gadol. The fact that your puny brain can understand the brain of the Rambam, that you can even understand on a pshat level what the Rambam was saying, you don't understand what a chiddush that is? The fact that you can read a pasuk in Chumash and it means something to you, even if you just know how to translate the word, you know what a chiddush that is? That a human being, a basar v'dam, can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom and put it into his brain and his heart and actually internalize that? It's such a nice line. To understand the words of these saintly Rishonim, to understand the words of the Amoraim, the Tanaim, to understand the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Heim, heim, achidosh, achidosh, what more can you want out of life? So you didn't say over your own Reb Chaim, you're not a little Reb Chaim Brisker. So therefore what? So you're not a Baal Mechadish. Says Reb Michal Yehuda, you're the biggest Baal Mechadish. If you learned the Rambam and you can read the words, you're a Baal Mechadish. Shetzarech lavi simcha gedola benefesh. What a great joy should be in the heart of the person who's amel in the words of the Rishonim. Halavai, to understand a little bit. And I want to re-emphasize what I said earlier this week. I'm going to keep hocking you with it. You have to, if you don't know how to take notes, so let's have a meeting. We'll figure out a good way to take notes. You'll thank me so much. I don't know what you'll thank me for. This one thing you'll thank me for. If you can acquire an attitude that the Torah that you learn, you want to hold on to it, and you want to record it, and you want to do something, and you think, I'm not being mechadish, what's the point? What do I need my own, what do I need it for? If I don't read the Gemara is right there in front of me. Rav Isser Zalman Melter said sometimes the person learns the sugya so well, and at the time he knows it so well, and a week later, he knows nothing. And if he didn't write things down, so he never would have been zochet to anything. So I want to hammer this point home one more time. In the Megid Givos Olam, on page 8, Megid Givos Olam is a nice two-volume little sefer. Rav Michal Zalman Shurkin, he quotes Hanhagos from Gedolim and Tzadikim, and he says that Rav Moshe Feinstein told him the following thing. Rav Moshe, you don't want to listen to Moshe Tzvi, listen to Rav Moshe. Okay? Rav Moshe Feinstein. Hagon Rav Moshe Zatzal, Yotzli, She'ekna Machberes, Ovo. Rav Moshe told me, go out and buy yourself a nice, fat notebook. fan notebook. What do I need a fan notebook for? The akpid lichtov es kol harosai besocha. Write down any ha'ara you have. Write down anything. Just write Torah in your notebook. A little ha'ara, a little this, a little that. What's the point? Yesterday after Sichas Aran, Ben and I were sitting, we were discussing, and we came with a little ha'ara. But I wrote it down. I sat down in the afternoon, I typed it up. Why? It wasn't. Did it change the world? I mean, I thought it was a good shot, right? We tag teamed on it. It's a joint chiddush. But the point is, I took it seriously, and I cared enough to remember it. And I could have said, it's a nice bar, and let's go on with life. Or I could say, wait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us a treasure. And I'm not going to let go of that. So Moshe says, take yourself seriously. Go buy yourself a big notebook. And write down every little thing that comes to mind. And I can tell you, over the years, things that I've written down, I look back at some of them, and they're ridiculous. It's not a chiddush at all. But you know what? I had the courage to take myself seriously enough to write something down. You have a bracha from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Don't take this lightly, guys. Rav Moshe says, if you write down your ha'aros, if you take notes, if you write down little things, if you're not a big shot who says, if I can't have Rav Chaim Briskers, then I'm not a Baal Mechadesh, if you've labeled yourself that way, Rav Moshe says, change your attitude. Write down every little thing that you think of. And you know what? The big chidushim will come. Uvisoch zman, birchas Rav Moshe Feinstein. Uvisoch zman, lo aruch, and in a period of time, which will not be that long, you'd be surprised how not long it will be. Ezkel Lemalosa. But Moshe promised me that I'll fill up my notebook. I'll fill up the entire notebook. A person has to believe in his ability to mechadish. A person has to sit down with the hope of, how many times have you ever in your life sat down and said, I'm going to come up with a chiddush in Torah? Did you ever do that? Did you ever sit down and say, right now, I'm going to read a pasuk, and I'm going to keep reading this pasuk till I have a chiddush? Rabbi Nachman writes in the Sichas Aran, we got lucky. Even though Thursday is not Sichas Aran day, but we got lucky today. In the Sichas Aran Nun Ches, Rabbi Nachman says, be proactive about having chidushim. Believe that if you chazer something over and over and over, and you say, I know this pasuk, and there's nothing more to get out of this pasuk. You don't believe you're going to find anything new in this pasuk. Says Rabbi Nachman, review the pasuk and say the words again and again and again and again and again and again and again, and suddenly you know what's going to happen? You're going to have a chiddush. You can be thinking about something that you think is a davar pasuk, and there's nothing new to add to it, and all of a sudden a light bulb goes off in your head, and you're going to have a chiddush in Torah. Kishachosh in Torah. When a person thinks about Torah, right? Rabbi Nachman on page 9. Sichas Aran Os Nun Ches. Tzarech li'os choshev hadavar Torah shevotze lechadish ba. Go into it thinking. When you go to prepare Maamar Kol today for Shir, think about, what am I going to bring to Shir? I'm going to bring a chiddush to Shir. And you know what? That chiddush could be the smallest thing in the world. The chiddush could just be that I know how to read the Rambam. That's a chiddush. And keep chazering it over and over and over until you. But what do you mean? The Lecha Mishnah already did all the detective work on the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, and everyone else. What am I going to add to this Rambam? But keep going and going and going. Keep knocking on the door of that pasuk or of that Rambam or of that Maimer Chazal. And it's going to open up for you. But listen what happens. Suddenly, you're going to get that Anochi Adati moment, right? That Ani Adati moment, like we spoke about in those Aleph. But as fast as the Chiddush comes, the Chiddush is going to try to run away. The Chiddush is going to try to flee from you. And you have to decide, do I want to hold on to? Do I care enough about this? Is my Chiddush important enough to hold on to? Or can I let this Chiddush run? You're going to keep knocking on the door. The chiddush is going to open the door. It's going to smile at you. It's going to slam the door. It's going to slam the door in your face. And then you have to break it. You know it's in there. So you have to break down the door. And the chiddush is running. Right, it's like a Dr. Seuss book. Those things that are like running around the house. Right, you got to chase after the chiddush like a madman to catch the chiddush. Don't let the chiddush slip away, says Rabbi Nachman. Make sure you grab onto the chiddush. Why? Because the world needs chiddush. The world today is so desperate for chiddush. It's funny, you know, the world is in such a state of chiddush, right? So many new things coming out all the time. And yet the world is so desperate. All of the chiddush of technology, of all of hazeh chiddush, is all this longing for chiddush. And it's this insatiable, this desire for chiddush that just that can never be filled. So the world tries to mechadish and mechadish and mechadish and mechadish, and it never gets there. It never gets there. If you turn to page 10, in the Shalos and Tshuvos Shraga HaMeir, the Weinberger quoted this in his drasha a few weeks ago in Parshas Vayechi. In the Avdama to the Shraga HaMeir, the first time I heard about the Sefer Shalos and Tshuvos Shraga HaMeir was from Rav Daniel Feldman, one of the Rosh Yeshiva and our Yeshiva, who's like a real bucky in these Achronish Shalos and Tshuvos. So at one point in my life, I got very into just trying to learn about new Svarim, and this is the first time he was the first person I ever heard from, Rosh Raga Faiva Schneeball, who's a Dayan in London. But Rav Weinberger quoted Akdama in Parshas Vayechi a few weeks ago, when we learned about Ephraim Menashe. Listen to what this posting, this Dayan, a person who has many, many volumes of Shalos and Tshuvos, each one, lengthy Tshuvos, with a great Chidushim. Listen to how he was feeling at one point in his life. And then you'll understand why the world so badly needs Chiddush. You know, imagine, people write him letters from all over the world, right? You write to this Choshev Rav with all these far-out questions, and he doesn't just give you yes or no answers. He doesn't just write yes, no, right? And he writes a whole Arichus. Spends hours and hours and hours responding to your wild question in Halacha. So he decided at one point, this is ridiculous. I'm spending all my time, right, with this, instead of just learning like a normal person. I want to just also learn Torah, I want to learn Mishnah, I want to learn Gemara. I don't have time for this anymore. That's what he said to himself. Rav pa'amim chashavti lo alecham lacha l'gmor. It's an endless pit, this world of Chidushei Torah, to try to write new ideas to new questions. V'lo l'kol shol tzarech litein tshuva. Do I really have to respond to everyone? Hello, ish Yehudi anochi. I'm also just a Jew. Pashut kamo shaar Yehudim. I'm also a Pashut Yid. Maybe I also just want to learn like a regular person without being so busy with coming up with Chidushim and responding to these crazy questions. V'tzarach mikodim l'umor ha-shiur and kesidron. I want to have a regular Seder for myself. V'in ma'avir and ala mitzvos. And I feel that my regular Seder gets ruined by all these questions. U'lavar halachos chadash o'tzarach l'iyun rav. You know how much time it takes me to answer one of these questions, how seriously I take them? And my whole schedule gets messed up. So I decided, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done printing Shalos and Tshuvos. I'm done responding to people. Right? I'll send response letters that Harav Hagon Rosh Raga Faivish Schneeball is no longer receiving your correspondence. Thank you very much. Go ask someone else. V'ra'isi b'chalomi, but then I had a dream. Isn't it amazing? V'ra'isi b'chalomi az pshat ha'kosu. I had a dream about a pasuk. This is why Rav Weinberger said this over Parshas Vayechi. V'yosem es Ephraim lefnei Menashe. We know that Yaakov decided against Yosef's suggestion. Yaakov decided to what? To put Ephraim before Menashe. Perushahu. Ephraim eram is achidushei torah shal demechadesh. Ephraim is the world of what? Ephraim, look at what his name means. Ki Ephraim umi lashon pruravu. To be creative. To make new things. Le'afros le'harbos b'chidushei Torah. What's Menashe? Menashe osios Mishnah. Menashe is chazara. To learn, just for the sake of learning. Hainu lishno stam, to just learn. Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashev yoser ha-Torah shi b'chinas pruravu. And Yaakov, the Ishtam Yosef Olin, the greatest Torah personality perhaps that we ever knew, Yaakov said, I'm going to suggest a chiddush in the presence of Yosef. I know you think that Menashe should come first. After all, Menashe is older. Menashe is older. That's the very nature of that which is old. But comes along Yaakov and says, I'm going to say a chiddush. That Ephraim has to come before Menashe. That a Jew has to live with a desire to be creative. A desire to create new things. Shemavar machadish chidushim. It's more choshev for a person to be mechadish, mistam limud. And that's what it means, v'yosem es Ephraim lefnei Menashe. And therefore, Shraga Faiva Schneeball took down the sign on his door. He didn't actually put up a sign on his door, but he took down the sign on his door and said, we're back open for business. And I'm going to keep responding to your shaylos. Even though it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to come up with the chiddush. Why? Because he understood that the world needs chiddush. Yaakov Avinu said, don't get so caught up in that which is old. A Jew has to look at the world with a creative eye to be able to create something new. The koch of chiddush gets stronger and stronger. I know we think just the opposite. We'll go back to Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Shurim, the recorder of Chaim Brisker. Halavai, we should understand the Rishonim. Who am I to be mechadish? But at the same time, the koch of chiddush is getting stronger. As the world gets darker, the koch of chiddush gets stronger. I know that seems counterintuitive, but let me prove it to you. On page 11, Rav Moshe Wolfson, in the Amudas Itecha, Mashkiach Shlita from Torah Vadas, Rav in Borough Park, Munas Yisrael, amazing, amazing Baal Mechadish himself. He writes by Chanukah on the left hand side. Chachmas Yavanis Nikra Choshech. The Medrash says, V'choshech, right? Tohu Vavoh V'choshech Apanei Sohom. Choshech is Yavan. Yavan. Yavan were great at Chiddush. The world of Yavan was so creative, new philosophies, new ideas, and yet the Torah calls Yavan, and the Medrash labels Yavan as Choshech, darkness. Why? Because if Chiddush is not real Chiddush, it's darkness. But by us, with the Koach of Torah, by a Jew, even if we say a small, it doesn't have to be a big Chiddush. If it's a Chiddush within Torah, then the small Chiddush is the biggest and brightest light. And it says Rav Olson, V'lachin b'chanukah she'natzcha or ha-Torah sachsheicha shel yavan, nisgal or chachmas v'chidushei Torah, zel umas zel. When we fight against that darkness, and again, that's the advantage we have today. Because the world is much darker than it's ever been before. You read us the Doros, the Tikvas of the Meshicha. The world's a dark place. It's a dark and scary place. And therefore we need new light. All this is hard to explain. Why is it that certain tzaddikim came to the world at such a late point in time? Why did the Baal Shem Tov live when he lived and not in the times of the Taram and Amora? Why was the Baal Shem Tov one of the members of Yaakov's family? Right? Seemingly, how did such a great neshama come down in this time? The answer is that as the things get darker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Zelu Mazeh, the pasuk in the 7th parak of Koheles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, right, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That means if it's dark out there, there's a koch of chiddush that's in the air. And it's constantly happening. And all these new giluyim, new ways of looking at Torah, are coming to the world. New svarim being printed. Right? With chidushim, to counter the choshech. And Rav Wolfson says, v'choshech b'gematria chiddush. 328. To whatever degree there's choshech in the world, there's a koch of chiddush in the world. Rav Tzadok writes, by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, on page 12, ha'inyin shemitchila k'shaya beis hamikdash kayam. When we used to have a Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk said, Zos olas chodesh v'chadsha. Every month there was an aliyah, there was a chiddush. Every month presents a chiddush. We just started Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the amount of chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ho Moshe Beyu as a Torah Zos. When did that take place? Beginning of the Devarim, it took place in the month of Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu started explaining the Torah in 70 languages. A chiddush. A chiddush, that there could be an art school Gemara to explain the Gemara in English, and then in French, and then in Hebrew, and then in Russian. This is a chiddush. This is part of the expansion of Torah. All it is translating the Torah to another language, but that's a chiddush. So Zosol is chodesh b'chadsho. Every month is a chiddush. Shebechol chodesh hergishu kedushim yuchedes. Every month we feel a sense of renewal. V'chein ksiv, v'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho, midei Shabbos b'shabbaso. The Navi says, every month, every Shabbos, every week, b'chol chodesh mischadesh inyan mechudash v'divrei Torah v'chein b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. A Jew has to come to Shabbos and saying, what's my chiddush going to be this Shabbos? Chodesh Shvat Tafshin Ayin Hay. What's my chiddush going to be this month? V'chein b'chol shana mischadesh Rosh Hashanah chiddush. And Hashem has a game plan for the year Tafshin Ayin Hay. What's going to be the chiddush of this year? And we have to ask that on a personal level, not on a Kol Yisdik level, on a Pratius level. What's going to be my chiddush this year? Tafshin Ayin Hay. Inin mechudash b'Torah. I'm going to create something new in Torah. V'chein mischadish b'chol hashana b'chol chodesh u'v'chol Shabbos. Every year, every month, every week, a chiddush to counter the choshech. Azelu u'mazeh choshech b'gematria chiddush to take away some of the oldness and the staleness of the world and to renew the world. Zelu u'mazeh. Rav Pinchas Karitz writes on page 13 in the Imrei Pinchas by Rosh Hashanah. Very famous question, and he gives a great answer. I just found this past year. I was sitting on my couch at my parents' house having a conversation with Neil Bodner. And we found this together, reading the Imre Pinchas. Imre Pinchas says a great thing. Listen to what he says. Imre Pinchas says, everyone knows that we blow the shofar, and we try to confuse the satan, and the satan gets all worked up, he gets all confused. He thinks Mashiach's coming, and this is the end of the satan. No. What's the famous question? How does he fall for it every year? How does the satan fall for it every year? Last year he found out when we blew the shofar and Mashiach didn't come and he was nervous. Oh my God, this is going to be the end of me. The ghoul is coming. I'm finished. It's all over. The sultan, it's all over. Right? But it's been going on year after year after year. So how did he fall for it every year? You know what Pinchas Karitzer said? Pinchas Karitzer said that just as Rav Tzadok just told us a second ago, there's chiddush in the world, that every year and every week and every month is an opportunity for something new in Torah to be created. So zelu mazeh, there has to be a counterbalance. There has to be a choshech that descends upon the world. Look what he writes, where it's underlined. The bechol shana ha-satan hu ha-yitzer ha-rechadash. Kavo she-bechinas kedusha. The bechol shana nischadish bechina chadash. You know what he said? Such a good answer. It's not the same satan. It's not the same satan who stood by Tchias Shofar last year and fell for it. It's a different satan. There's a satan from Tavshin Ayin Dalet, and there's a satan from Tavshin Ayin Hay. And the new satan, who's a rookie on the job, is nervous that this is going to be the end of it when he gets tricked by the whole trick we play by Tchias Shofar. It's a new satan. It's a new world. There's new chiddush in the world. But it means there's a danger of new darkness in the world. It's not the same satan from last year. The Rav Shitzer, or Naftali Rav Shitzer, on page 14, I had to put this in. Shalom, Rav Naftali Rav Shitzer. a sefer Chassidim Esaprim in the second volume. He writes, "Rishem the Rapshitzer." Shalom, Rabbi Naftali Mirapshitz. Madua Marfisa Mide Shana Hagados Chadashos. You know what we have the record of printing the most of? Hagadas. Always new Hagadas. You can own thousands of Hagadas with new commentaries. Why are there, every year says on the Naftali Rapshitzer, what's there new to say on the Hagadah Shal Pesach? It's as old as Klai Shal, you know, themselves. So what are you going to say? What are you going to add? New Haggadahs every year? Why do you print new Haggadahs every year? The Rapshitz are said. Lefisha Rosha Shal Eshtekad Machzik Atzma Hashanah Letzadi. You know why you need a new Haggadah? Because last year's Rosha by the Dalit, right, by the four sons, by the Harbor Vanim. Last year's Rosha by this year is already Mamash holding it. He's a Tzadik. He's a Tzadik. Compared to where the world is today, Halavai should only be as bad as the Rosha was last year. The Rapshitz are saying there's a Yeritha Sedoros. But again, Kenegedat Choshech. Can I get that choshev? There's a kalach of chiddush, and I think the reason I put this option not just because it's a cute vart, is because a Jew has to be proactive in chiddush. You can't just say memeila if the world got worse and I hold my ground. If I don't fall like the rest of the world, so that itself is a chiddush. That is true. That is a chiddush. But a Jew has to be proactive. If the world is getting worse, I can't just say so. I have to stay neutral. Halavai, I should stay neutral. No. If the world is ascending into choshech. So I have to be ascending into that world of Chiddush. And it's not just with Talmud Torah. I want to be very clear about this. It's not just in learning. I'm just talking, you learn Tosfos better, so now that's your Chiddush. Even according to Chaim Volozhiner, where you don't have to say something new. A Chiddush is an attitude. How do I look at things in the world? How do I see the world? In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rav Shlomo Karlbach, on page 15, Rav Shlomo writes, on the words, V'nod l'ch Ashir Chadash. Ashir Chadash, a new song. Rav Shlomo was mechadish so many songs, but you know why? You know why Rav Shlomo had the koach of chiddush? Because he had the eyes of chiddush. He wanted to see the world in a fresh way. He wasn't going to succumb to the attitude of the world is crumbling. The choshech is too thick. He understood that if there's choshech, zelu mazeh gematria chiddush. Choshech equals chiddush. You can use it however you please. You can descend into a dark world, and the world can get old and stale, or you can say, "I'm going to fight against that." With all my strength in the world, I'm going to chase after that chiddush, like Rabbi Nachman said, that's trying to run away from me, and I'm going to catch it. Rav Shlomo writes, "Chaverai ne'adarim, my sweetest friends, my dear friends, anachnu adayin shar manginos yishenot." We're still singing old songs. Rav Shlomo wasn't against old nigunim. Rav Shlomo was against singing an old nigun in an old way. It wasn't like, is it better to sing the Alter Rebbe's nigun, or is it better to sing a shwaki song? That wasn't what Rav Shlomo was saying here. It's how do you sing it? Do I sing it in a fresh way? Do I sing it in an old way? Hakol lo shan. Yadus hi davar kadum. We've made Yiddishkeit into an old thing, into a stale thing. Says Rav Shlomo, not that Yiddishkeit is stale. Chas v'shalom. Lo yadus ha'amitis, ala yadus kafisha anachnu mekaymosa umelamnu mosa biyom yom. But the way that we're living it, the way that we're teaching it, the way that we're transmitting it from one to the next, we're doing it in an old way. Shabbos, we've allowed Shabbos to become routine. Shabbos with davar kadum, it's something that we just take for granted. The way we look at Eretz Yisrael, the opportunity to be in Eretz Yisrael, we don't look at it with the excitement that we should. Ozel zel, the way we look at a fellow Jew. Do I look at a fellow Jew with an eye of chiddush? So you have to ask yourself, do I see a chiddush when I look at my friend? Who davar yashem? We see the world in an old way. Hatfila achi amuka sheyeshli b'shem kulanu. The tefillah that I want to offer on behalf of all of us is v'sham nashir shir chadash. Rav Shlomo said, we should all be able to sing a new song. Sing a new song means to learn Torah in a new way and to experience Shabbos in a new way, in a fresh way. Again, if you want to do something radical, you can go into this Shabbos and have a new type of Shabbos, even if you spend it the same way you spent the last 10 Shabbos. In the same environment, with the same food, with the same family. And yet you can experience it with such a fresh kite, in such a new way. It says Rav Shlomo, you can look at a Jew in a new way. You can look at yourself in a new way. Ribono Shel Olam, Tein Bili Beinu Shir Chadash. Give us a new way to see things. The Ostrovser, one of the Gedolei Chassidim of Poland, a genius. The Ostrovser's father, this is brought in the Sefer Sichos Chassidim, I think that's the name of the Sefer. In the Sichos Chassidim, it brings such a great maisa. The Ostrovser was once walking with another rebbe, and the rebbe said, "Tell me, what did you learn from your father's home? You know what the Ostrovser's father was? You know who his father was? His father was a pashut baker. He owned a bakery." So one time, this other rabbi said to him, "Tell me something from your father. Tell me a chiddush from your father." "Father?" Right? Then this rabbi was half joking because he said, "Your father was a baker. What chiddushim did your father?" So he says, "You know what my father told me? I'll tell you a chiddush. I'll tell you a chiddush that'll change your life, my father. You're thinking my father was just a pashut baker. I'll tell you what my father was. I'll tell you what he taught me. You know what I learned to my father's home? And my father's home, I learned that a fresh bagel and a hot bagel doesn't compare anything to an old bagel. That's what I learned in my father's home. That was my father's chiddush. Koch of chiddush. To believe that we can be mechadish in everything, not just in Torah. It's an attitude of being creative, of wanting to change the world. Rav Soloveitchik, in the second half of his Halachic Man, the second half of the Sefer is about Halachic Man's creative capacity. The ability for a Jew to approach life with the eyes of Chiddush. Halachic Man is a man who longs to create, to bring into being something new, something original. The study of Torah by definition means gleaning new creative insights from the Torah, Chidushei Torah. Going down to the second arrow, the dream of creation is the central idea in the halachic consciousness. The idea of the importance of man as a partner of the Almighty in the act of creation. New? Sound familiar? It's mamish exactly what Tzadik told us. That man partners with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. Man is creator of worlds. This longing for creation and the renewal of the cosmos is embodied in all of Judaism's goals. That's it. To be a Baal Mechadish is what it means to be a Jew. What am I going to do for the Ribbono Shel? Tafshin Ayin Hey. What am I going to do for the Ribbono Shel? Chodesh Shvat. What am I going to do for the Ribbono Shel? This week, next week. Chiddush. What am I going to do today differently than I did yesterday? The Rav, if you turn to page 17, a few pages later, I couldn't hold back from sharing. It's such beautiful lashonos. When man, the crown and glory of the cosmos, approaches the world, he finds his task at hand. What is man here to do? The task of creation. He must stand on guard over the pure, clear existence, repair the defects of the cosmos, and replenish the privation in being. Man, the creature. Right? Man, who's the creature? What do you mean, the creature? Basar v'dam. Little man, a created being. And yet, is commanded to become a partner with the Creator in the renewal of the cosmos. Complete and ultimate creation. This is the deepest desire of the Jewish people. So what's my chiddush going to be? What's my chiddush going to be? Avram was mechadish. Yitzchak was mechadish. Yaakov was mechadish. I said the other day, right, from Tana Debei Aliyah, we're supposed to ask ourselves, Masayi Giyu Maisei Lamasei Avosai. When am I going to be like the others? So we say to ourselves, like Rav Chaim Brisker told us, like Rav Chanan told us, Halavai, you should understand Avram. No. People think, what does it mean to be like the Avos? Walk in their ways. We have a Masorah of how to act, to be like the Avos. The Magid of Zlotchev on page 18, Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev, in his Mayim Rabbim, says a mind-blowing thing. You know what it means to be like the Avos? This is what he says. Just like the Avos were creative, you have to be creative. See, we read that line in Tana Debei Aliyahu. Strive to be like the Avos means I want to try to model myself exactly like Halavai, I should just be a carbon copy of Avraham Avinu or Yitzchak or Yaakov. No. You know what the life of the Avos was? A life of being creative. Avraham created something. Yitzchak was vital, even though Yitzchak very much was the one who was not the one who was Mechadish the most. And yet Yitzchak was also creative. And Yaakov was creative. And each of the Shvatim was creative. Says the Mayim Rabbim on page 18. B'tana de Be'el Yom. When am I going to be like the Avos? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Each one of them had their own midah. Like halacha we have by Hilchos Sukkah. Tasev alomena asoy. It has to be proactively created, not just automatically on its own created, not by default created. To be a creative person, to ask yourself, what am I going to create for? But what's my chiddush going to be? To be an artist as a yid, even if you're not artistic, right? But to be artistic in your Yiddishkeit, obviously within the framework of halacha. But to be an artist, when the Jews built the Mishkan was so beautiful. Just follow the order of how things are supposed to be built. I have to be mechadish by the Mishkan. Rav Shlomo Kluger, guys, it was worth it to wake up this morning to read this next piece. I'm very serious about it. It was worth it to wake up this morning. We hadn't said anything today. To get together to read this piece of Rav Shlomo Kluger in Parshas Vayakel and the Imre Shefer from Rav Shlomo Kluger, it would be kedai to wake up this morning to read this if you take it seriously. Listen to what he says. There's two types of Jews in the world. There's a Jew who wants to just do for Hashem in the way that Jews have always done for Hashem. And there's a Jew who asks himself every day, what am I going to do as a chiddush for our Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's my chiddush in Avodas Hashem going to be? By the Mishkan it says in Vayakel, V'lachshov machashavos lasos bezavu v'kesav v'nachoshes. V'yesh lomar, da'akavona dihine yeshnei mine bali malachos. There's two types of craftsmen in the world. Yeshu uman gadol lasos malacha, ach eina yachol lios mamsi machshavosu davar chadash. There's a person who could copy the Mona Lisa, in such a good way that you would think it's an authentic painting of the Mona Lisa. And that's an amazing thing. Our question, he can do in the best way what someone else has already done. That's very chashuv. But there's another type of craftsman. A craftsman who's gadol yoser. To write a new niggun, not just to sing someone else's niggun. To paint a new painting. To say a new idea in Torah, not just to say over someone else's idea in Torah. For the kach amar, and therefore it says by the Mishkan. You know what types of people we're looking for by the Mishkan? We're looking for people, lo mi bai shayu bekan, craftsmen, who are muvhakim b'malachos asher kvar nischatu. Not just expert craftsmen, who know how to craft other people's crafts. El afilu lachshov machshavos, lasos bezav v'kes b'nechoshes. To think, what can I do with this clump of gold, or silver, or nechoshes? Or if we feel like ourselves, we're just a clump of dirt. What can I do with this clump of dirt? What can I create out of it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the lomar? Umdim gedolim shayidei machshavosim hayuchol lasos hamtzos chadashos gam kein hayu b'mishkan. Yes, there were people who knew how to recreate in the Mishkan. But there were also people who knew how to create mamish fresh from new. I want to just be Messiah. We'll jump ahead because it's late and I want to wrap up. But we're holding by the days of Shavuos. We should talk more about it. I'm sure some of you know about it. Maybe more, maybe less. Maybe some of you never even heard of Shavuot. The parshas of Shmos, Ve'era, Bo, B'shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, Rashi, Tevos, Shovavim are days of tshuva. Tshuva is itself the biggest chiddush that we were ever given. What a chiddush. I can recreate myself. I can recreate things that I've already done. I can totally take something that was old. The old me has already been signed and sealed. It's been etched into the Shemayim. I built worlds which are corrupted worlds through my evil chidushim, and now I can be mechadish, I can rewrite those chidushim. That itself is the biggest chidush in the world. Rav Tzadik writes in his Maimer Kedusha Shabbos, in Maimer Gimel, on page 22, we'll jump ahead to page 22. Ki dover zesh Hashem Yisbarach mekabel shavim chidush hu, shechid shetorah lebnei Yisrael. The same ability that a Jew has to be mechadish in Torah, the very fact that we were given the Torah, which itself is a mind-boggling chiddush, that Hashem would want to give Himself, kiviyachol, to us in written form, that's the biggest chiddush of all. Because the Jewish people have Torah, we're given another chiddush that comes along with that, as old as the Torah itself. Just as the Torah preceded the world, the Gemara says that tshuva preceded the world. That's the biggest chiddush of all, Rav Tzadik says. Again, ki davar zeh Hashem yisbarach bekabel shavim, the fact that Hashem will take us back to do tshuva, chiddushu. That itself is the chiddush of chiddush Torah lebnei Yisrael. And therefore, Rav Tzadik hints to the fact that lo asachin l'chol goy. Realize, just like the Medrash says, a goy can't do tshuva, a goy can't learn Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel. You can't teach Torah to a non-Jew. Because the Torah, by definition, is the realm of Chiddush, the world of Chiddush. A non-Jew can't do real tshuva. Again, it's a discussion what that means. But a non-Jew can't recreate himself the same way that we can. Because a Jew is born into that world of Chiddush. And therefore the Rambam says that when a Jew wants to recreate himself, and he's Mishanah Shemo, he changes his name. Says the Rambam, what does it mean to change your name? It doesn't just mean take on a new name for yourself. If you went by your English name, start going by your Hebrew name, by your name, your true name, your inner name. Says the Rambam, Nuchlas Tshuva, Mishanah Shemo Klomer. Ani Acher Ve'eni Oso Ha'isha Asa Oso Namaisim. What is Tshuva? Tshuva means that I make a Chiddush out of myself. I'm not the person who did those averos. U'mishana ma'isa kulan letova u'lederech yishara. And everything I was, I transformed those into something totally new. I'm not Osoha Ish, I'm not that man. And I want to say something cute. I'll tell you my chiddush for the day. You know, often when we talk about Yashka, right, in the Sfarim, it refers to, in previous Torah, Yashka, Jesus, is referred to as Osoha Ish. That's how he's called. We don't say his name. We say Osoha Ish, that man. That's a code name for Yashka. I think, again, I'm darshening up the Rambam here, but the Rambam says, when a person uses the call of chiddush in a real way, what does he say about himself? Eini oso ha'ish. I'm not like that person who you can look at and you can say, Yashka was the biggest Baal Mechadish. He made a new religion. He made a new testament. Right? But there's a danger in the Koach of Chiddush. That's a perversion. I could use Chiddush to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or I could use Chiddush to recreate myself, a new version of myself which is much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eini oso ha'ish. My Chiddushim are going to be a healthy Chiddushim. To walk B'derech Yishara. Kulam L'tova. Like the Rambam describes here. That's the challenge for us in the Yemei HaShavuot. So I want to just end with the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The same Rav Chaim Volozhiner who told us when we saw the Igaris from the Chazon Ish that a Chiddush just means a deeper understanding of something. Rabbosai, we're a team. And I want to say this as we end our first week together. Baruch Hashem, Mirz Hashem, many more good weeks of learning Torah together. But as a team, we're just committed to Chiddush. I don't really care who has the Chiddush, if it's Noam, if it's Gavriel, if it's Tzvika, it doesn't matter who says the Chiddush. The goal is that, as a Chabura, we should be Mechadish. And I should be just as happy when my friend says the Chiddush, as when I say the Chiddush myself. Because the world needs Chiddush. As Shlomo Karlov said, the world is longing for the Shir Chadash, for that sweet song we'll sing when Mashiach comes. In the Eitz HaChaim, in the back of the Nefesh HaChaim, it brings from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Eizel Chiddush B'Gemar Yeshava Bein Kishahu Mechadish O'ach. I don't really care, says the Chiddush. You can say the Chiddush, I can say the Chiddush, we can say the Chiddush together, like Ben and I said yesterday, we said the Chiddush together. It doesn't really matter. Raksha Yatza Adava Lor. The ikr is that the Chiddushim should come to this world. The ikr is that Chiddushim should come to a dark world that desperately needs Chiddush. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zocha. As Rav Simcha Zisla of Kalm on the final page used to wake up his little children. And Rav Simcha Zisla, the altar of Kalm, used to wake them up. And he would say to them, Kinderlach, how can you sleep away your kingdom? How can you sleep away the Malucha? The kingdom that's been given to you, like Rav Tzaddik said, you're a partner in Hashem's world of creating. You sit alongside the Melech and you help him create. Him l'chadosh baruch hu esa adam al abriyah. Hashem has appointed you a Melech alongside him to rule the universe, to recreate the world. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zochah to have beautiful inner chidushim, our own chidushim. The Chos of Lublin said, this week's Parsha's Bo, what's next week's Parsha? Parsha's B'shalach. Gemara says in Kiddushin, Mitzvah Bo, Yosemi B'shalucha. Mitzvah Bo, Parsha's Bo, is Zman of Chiddush, Achodesh Hazel Lechem. Mitzvah Bo, Yosemi B'shalucha. Don't wait to Parsha's B'shalach, that's not thinking what your Chiddush is going to be. Mitzvah Bo, your Mitzvah's right now. What's my Chiddush going to be this Shabbos? What's my Chiddush going to be today? What's my Chiddush going to be this month? What's my Chiddush going to be this year? And Emir Tzashem, as the trees wake up in Chodesh Shvat, Emir Tzashem, ki other mitzvah sada, each and every one of us will wake up to beautiful, beautiful chidushim, and we'll partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to renew the world, and through that we'll be zochah to see a tremendous aura, the aura of Shal Mashiach, from here. Amen.